Welcome, Yuri. Thank you very much for coming today. What I'd like to do is start out with you introducing yourself and kind of giving us a picture of your background, how you got to where you are today, and some of the things that you may have learned along the way.
All of my career has been with Washington State government in the public sector. I began my career working for the House of Representatives and the Senate, conducting research and policy analysis for a variety of committees. Had the opportunity to work for the State Parks Department for a few years, where it was a chance to work on programs, service delivery, resource management. Then worked with the Office of Financial Management, which is a central budget management office for the state, and then moved from that position to Director of the Information Services Department for the state, which is the Chief Information Officer position, and then also in recent months have been serving as the Chief Financial Officer for the Social Services Department of the state. And throughout my career, I've really had the opportunity to work with information to support budget and policy decisions, information to support service delivery, and information to support program evaluation.
So along the way, you've probably had an opportunity to hire a great many people. And I'm curious as to what are the major qualities that you look for in a first position hire, someone who's coming out of school and going to work for your organization?
Well, certainly the first area that we want to focus on is the competencies that a candidate would have for the specific position that is open. In information services, looking for competencies associated with system development, application development, data administration, and operational support for an application or a system once it's put in production. So first quality is the competency in those disciplines that would support the responsibilities of a job. The other areas, though, that we want to concentrate on in identifying candidates are candidates that have good communication skills. In the arena in which we're working, and I think this is applicable to both the public and the private sector, having communication skills to work with one another, both verbally and written skills, are very important. Another area that we concentrate on as we're looking for candidates in new positions are the opportunity to work on projects, and having very disciplined project management skills is an area that we look to draw upon in many of the openings that we have now.
So I assume from that long list of skills that there are some employees that after they start working for you stand out after a while. What is it that you think, what qualities do you think actually your star employees really kind of bring them to that level, and what is it that makes them move up to the organization?
The skill set that is really apparent in candidates that have been successful in the organizations in which I worked are the ability to, again, take the discipline in which one has had training or experience and apply that to the functions of the department. And functions of the department oftentimes fall into a couple categories. Certainly they're the functions for the ongoing operation and service delivery of the department, but candidates that have really excelled in their positions are also individuals that see the opportunity to make an improvement to a service or to an operation. Seeing that opportunity with regard to an information system change that could benefit the productivity of the organization or the service delivery, or the opportunity to collaborate with others within an organization or partner organizations in order to improve service delivery. That skill set is one that comes from people who are open to change management, have the opportunity to look at a problem or look at a service and see where there is the potential for a change, and then bringing the initiative in order to effectuate the change through the organization.
How much of that do you think is actually learned on the job as opposed to being learned in an educational setting or an inherent quality in the individual?
In my experience, there is certainly training that one receives through an academic program or through job experience that enables them to have the breadth of perspective that enables the change attitude, you might say, to be instilled in an individual. That comes from, in my view, academic training by having a variety of classes that teach an individual to look for that change opportunity and to be open to the change. Certainly, once one is within an organization, the experience that they have in learning the organization so that they understand how the organization operates, understands how the service delivery mechanisms have been implemented in the past, and recognizing respect for the tradition of the past, but also recognizing that there's the opportunity for an improvement, and then seeking out that improvement and bringing it forward in a very, very positive, constructive way. There are some individuals that may have more introspection in their individual characteristics, that might be more of a challenge for them to pursue, but there are many individuals that see the opportunity to benefit an organization by looking at a new way of taking an issue or addressing an issue and a new way of improving a business practice.
So you talked about a number of different areas that you bring first hires in your organization. Are there particular positions, job descriptions that you find particularly hard to fill at the present time? And if you can extrapolate into the future a bit, can you see areas where that lack might be surfacing in the future as well?
One of the areas that I referenced earlier, as we have recruited candidates for some more recent openings, is project management. Certainly there is a discipline associated with project management that is offered in many university programs or in programs that individuals can take after they've begun their career. But we've had challenges identifying candidates that have had a great deal of project management training and candidates that have had project management experience. Reason that we concentrate upon that so much at this point in time is many organizations are very constrained with their resources. So as we're looking at any new endeavor, we want to make sure that we've got an individual that can both initiate the project, defining the clarity of purpose, identifying the resources that can be drawn upon in order to address the project, and then ensuring that the implementation of the project, both with regard to schedule and with regard to scope, is one that is accomplished within the resources and time frame that is available. And that skill set is one that we've had some difficulty in identifying for recent candidates.
In looking into the future, do you see other areas that might be emerging where you would expect there to be a lack of trained candidates?
Well, one of the areas that I feel we're seeing more and more prevalent within public sector organizations, but I believe it's also applicable to private sector organizations, is a very broad term that I would use, and that is information management. Where the opportunity for an organization to enhance their productivity and enhance their service delivery, I'm finding, comes from being able to mine the data that one has now in many administrative operational systems. I have that data be not only available for the management or service delivery of an organization, but use the information so that you can measure your performance, that you can set the performance targets that you have for the delivery of your service and then measure against those. So a broader characteristic that I think we'll see in many organizations, both public and private sector, is the opportunity that we have to use data from legacy systems, combine those with other systems that may not be even within the organization itself, but land information, land background that can help an organization achieve their management objectives and become more productive. So it's the skill set of analyzing information in addition to the skill set of operating systems that maintain and produce the information.
So when someone starts with you, they bring whatever characteristics you've identified already to the table. Do you find as a new employee starts out, there are certain things that are difficult for them that are more commonly learned as after they start that they struggle with? Is there something that is a common thread through that?
Well, a common thread that I have seen, and I would apply this not only to candidates that may be new in their position, but also people that have worked within an organization for a period of years, and that is the opportunity to foster the change. What I'd say with many candidates that come new to the position, there is the enthusiasm, which is very, very positive for a new person to join an organization, to look at how the organization operates in a new way, a different perspective than maybe we've identified in the past. But the challenge for a person coming new to the organization is also taking the time to understand what the traditions of the organization have been, one might say what the culture of the organization has been, so that you're reflective upon that tradition, reflective upon the success and challenges that an organization has had in the past, so that the change that you then are working to implement can be done within the context of that specific organization or specific unit. And oftentimes, candidates will join a position and have a desire to make a change very quickly. And we certainly want to have that change opportunity be identified, but we need to also ensure that the change can be implemented in a way that it doesn't disrupt the service delivery, but really enhances the service delivery of an organization or a program.
So I want to step back a little bit and think about the information management profession in general. And thinking about your work as well as others in the field, are there changes in the current landscape that you think are impacting the practice of information management that may be significant in terms of what someone who is entering the field should be thinking about?
One change that I think we see happening within information management, but I'd say it's happening within the society broadly across the country and across the world internationally, is that many individuals are able to access and use information in ways that we were not able to do in the past. Very self-evident with the expansion of the internet, with the expansion of social networking applications, that we have users who have an expectation to have information be available at the time that they desire it, be available at the locations in which they are residing or the locations in which they're traveling. And organizations, I think, need to be responsive to the ability for an individual to access the information and perform a function independent of the traditional structures that we've had in the past. So as we're moving forward with changes in a traditional organization, I think we have to be very reflective on the fact that those that are interacting with the organization are receiving information and service delivery in new ways than they had previously. And what we need to be responsive to as service providers, whether it be a public organization or a private organization, is understanding that those other service delivery mechanisms are now very pervasive, and how can we complement them in order to perform the functions that we are responsible for within our individual programs or departments. So understanding that the information is there is certainly a change that we need to address. And then with that understanding, also recognizing the opportunities that those new tool sets provide to an organization. If we look at traditional service delivery, oftentimes a program or a department would feel it was their responsibility to establish the application, their responsibility to establish the delivery means for the service or the information that they're concentrating on. But we now have the opportunity to partner with other entities that have already put those service delivery mechanisms in place. So many government organizations now are seeing the advantages of partnering with social networking systems, so that if there is a desire to share information about a program, a desire to share information about a challenge that a government entity may be confronting or a new opportunity that the public may have an interest in, we can make that information available now through social networking systems, posting the information on a YouTube site, sharing information with regard to road conditions on a Flickr site, sharing information with regard to how a program is operating through Facebook or through MySpace, are opportunities now that many public organizations are seeking out. And the opportunity is really enhanced because many of the clientele of state agencies and other local government agencies already are accessing those means of information sharing, and we now can utilize that means to deliver a service or deliver information that the public is focusing on or has an interest in, and not have that be a direct cost to the organization. So the other broad theme that many of us certainly are confronting in recent months and recent year is limitation on resources. And where's the opportunity to combine a service delivery with another organization or leverage a service mechanism that is already pervasively available for the public can help us have very productive delivery of our functions and services while not incurring additional cost. So taking advantage of the new social networking systems that the public is very familiar with and doing that in a way that reduces the cost and increases the public productivity of public organizations is an area that we feel is very, very critical to focus on now.
So taking that back to what you were talking about before in terms of the skill sets that someone brings to the organization, it sounds like you're saying there are changes both within the institution and within the types of people that you hope to hire into that institution. So thinking about it from the perspective of a new employee, and again thinking about what would enable that collaborative type of work that you're describing, what sort of things do you think would be important in a professional to make that successful?
For individuals that are successful in this type of work, it is having the capability to, as I flagged previously, look at a new tool set and seeing how that tool set can be leveraged to the benefit of the organization in ways that maybe we were not perceptive to or willing to embrace previously. So an individual that's coming into an organization that is very familiar with the tool sets that are pervasively used by the public at large now is a strong advantage to a department. An individual that's very familiar with the tool sets of social networking, an individual that's very familiar with the opportunities for setting up a wiki is something that we would seek out in new candidates, because those are the tool sets that the public is using very, very frequently, and the tool sets that we want to use within our own organization itself. Having the opportunity to set up a wiki for staff within an organization to share information in ways that they may not have had in the past, having that instant communication and repository of information, sending out questions to staff to identify where there may be an opportunity for a service improvement, and having that immediate sharing of the information has certainly occurred in the private sector and something that we want to foster even more so within the public sector. So new candidates that are coming into positions within a government setting that have that background, have that understanding, have the willingness to see how those tool sets can be used in an organization is very advantageous to the state at this point in time.
So a lot of what you're talking about is the ability to learn current technology and learn how that technology can be used for the organization. As you bring people into your organization and try to keep them there, what kinds of continuing education do you think are important for those people to be able to maintain that skill set, to be aware of the changes that are happening around them?
For the variety of functions that are performed by a state government agency, there is certainly the need in order to maintain the skill set for the systems that are used for operating a state program. There are skill sets associated with certain software. There are skill sets associated with certain hardware, which we want to ensure that we have our staff current on. So as there's a new release of a software package, a new release of hardware that could benefit the organization, we want to ensure that the staff have the capability to leverage that new release of software or hardware in ways that can really improve the performance of the service provided by an agency. So we need to be attentive to ensuring that we have staff that are able to stay current with the skill sets by providing the training opportunities for them to be current with software releases when they're becoming available, and also with new hardware releases. The other part of the skill set, though, to carry the theme that we were speaking about earlier, is also being very current with what's happening in the IT market more broadly. It may not be that one would be enrolling in a specific class associated with a new social networking tool, May not be that one is rolling in a specific class with regard to how information is now being shared with the public at large. But we want to have candidates who seek out those opportunities, and we want to provide them the time in order to seek out those opportunities so that they can identify when one of those new tool sets can be a benefit to a public agency. So there's both the formal training, which I've referenced, but the informal training and providing time for staff to see how a new skill set, a new social networking tool could be used advantageously for a public organization.
How do you see professional organizations fitting into this mix as either a networking tool or an educational tool in general? And how would those fit with your organization in terms of the emphasis that you're putting on this continuous learning?
We have been a very strong advocate of professional associations and participation in professional associations for staff within the departments that I have joined. The benefits are in multiple areas. Certainly the benefits of having the opportunity to meet with your colleagues and see the areas that another organization is pursuing that may be a benefit to the department in which an individual is employed. And there's the benefits of looking more pervasively at the new opportunities. So professional organizations provide the opportunity to join others in seeing where there maybe has been a new implementation of a tool set or a new idea that could be replicated across organizations. The other benefit that I really feel is important for us to focus on, though, that comes from professional associations and working with one's partners is sharing with regard to service delivery. So if we have a State Department that has implemented a system that's been very successful for their service delivery, or we're aware of a local government that has been very successful with a new initiative, and we might be able to share the system, share it in the way that we are having the service delivery maybe provided directly through another organization, but the program that is now being addressed is a state program in addition to a local program. And this is an area that certainly from the state that we pursued in cooperation with local governments within the Northwest, but we also have looked at those opportunities with other states in the Northwest and around the country, where an application or a system or an approach that another state has implemented could be a benefit to us. We can transfer that application, adapt that application, or actually cooperate with another organization to assist us directly in the service delivery. And this is available to us now in ways that we could not pursue in the past, in large part because of the investment in telecommunications, so that you may have a system that's operated some distance from where the delivery is being received, but with the high-speed telecommunication systems that we have and the ability to integrate those systems, we can leverage productivity in a very, very positive way by having cooperative systems be provided. The other area, though, that I guess I should flag that is really critical for any of these new initiatives is being attentive to the security associated with those type of systems. We've talked quite a bit about the benefits of the system, but another area that I think all of us professionally need to be attentive to are the risks of these systems, too. These systems are very open, they're very dynamic, but as an entity that has responsibility for information that is used to perform service delivery functions, we need to be very attentive to the confidentiality of information that a state organization may be maintaining with regard to a client. And the importance of maintaining the security is very, very critical for any of the new systems that we're implementing. So an area that I should have added earlier, of course, is a desire to have people that are very well-trained in security so that as we're taking advantage of the openness of the new systems, we can also ensure that we have the security associated with the maintenance of any information that is private or needs to be maintained in a confidential way.
So if you were to speak from your years of experience to a young professional interested in this area, what advice would you give to them, just as a general sort of pointer in the direction that they can enter the field, grow their career, and move on from whatever they're doing right now? Kinds of classes they might take, the sorts of things that you would, looking back from your perspective as someone who's been doing this for quite a period of time, what would you tell them?
Well, first, I would say that having the opportunity to take classes that are offered through the information school is providing a candidate with a very, very robust background in order to enter a position with a public or a private agency. What we see within that curriculum is a curriculum that provides a student with a well-rounded background in how information can be used in order to support the functions of an organization, and how that information can be used to enhance the management of an organization and increase their performance and their productivity. And areas that I would emphasize as being very important for students to focus on is not only understanding how the information can be used to perform a service, but how the information can be used in order to analyze the service and analyze the function and ensure that an organization is meeting the performance expectations that the leadership of a department or the leadership of a private sector firm have set. So the combination of having very, very disciplined work on information systems and combining that with the ability to analyze the information, I think puts candidates that are coming through the information school and other programs in a very, very good position in order to perform well and be very competitive for positions that are open in both the public and the private sector.
You have any last thoughts you would like to share with us? Or?
I guess the last thought that I can share based on my experience in working with information over a number of years in the public sector is that it's a field that is very dynamic and a field that I have found to be very rewarding in my career, because it isn't a field that is stationary. It's a field that has opportunities for change, for growth, and great opportunities for service delivery, and one that I think any candidate that is choosing to select the information school as a discipline that they want to proceed in their academic career is going to be very well served throughout their whole professional career, because you've got a chance to work in an area that's changing, dynamic, constantly challenging, and is always interesting.
Thank you, Gary.
Okay. Thank
Appreciate
you.